If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning. Paul J. and Chris, along with Boise Mayor Dave Beter. Morning, sir.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
The new Main Street station going to have a couple of open houses.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, I've been snooping around. Everybody's been snooping around that place. It's pretty cool.
God, it's just turned out great. I was at gave a talk at one of the new convention center spaces. 70 or 80 people in the room, just gorgeous, facing north, bright sun coming through windows. It was just couldn't have turned out any nicer. I haven't been in the transit piece yet. I'm anxious to do that. They're getting in there in the next couple of days. I've been in the Clearwater space and in the Boise State space.
Yeah, Boise State space, I've been in that. It's
great.
Really, really nice.
In fact, the Clearwater Analytics has a basketball hoop in there, a gym, a small full court.
Really?
That's looks over the Grove, and it's gorgeous.
And that Grove is sensational now.
Yeah.
And when it gets done, of course, it'll be better. But you go down and stand in the Grove, and you look around and go, where am I? Is this Boise?
It's just turning out so great. The little throughways, there's one headed towards the basketball that turned out really nice, bright and high, you know, ceiling. And
got those fish.
It really turned out well. We were concerned about those kind of things if the, you know, people would walk easily from one to the other and move through there. And it's just looking great. I was there Saturday night by coincidence. Don't get out downtown on a Saturday night all that often.
But I was out Saturday night, too.
There were people already. There's still construction pieces going on, and they were walking on the west side of Capitol and going through to the Grove through that throughway, and it was just, there's the Buffalo Wild Wings in the middle there. It's already rocking.
It's open, yeah.
I just think it looks great. The streetscape turned out nice on Main Street, where about 2,000... Boise State students have their bikes now.
2,000.
He's about right.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's really turned out well, and it makes the whole area work better too.
Yeah, it does. And if you're talking about being downtown on a Saturday night, my wife and I have date night. Depends on when the ball game is, either Friday or Saturday night every week. Downtown Boise is electric.
Yeah, it's just
alive. There's thousands of people downtown.
It's just rocking. It was, and it's, you know, it's safe. It's, you know, people are, you know, acting like they should by and large. Yeah. And we couldn't be any more pleased. In fact, there's another project we just broke ground on. Used to call it Parcel B. The project name is Pioneer Crossing on those two blocks to the west of Jump and the Simplot headquarters.
Yeah, where they parked all the machinery for Jump. And the,
you know, we've been looking, coming off the connector, we've been looking at that dirt for years, and it's just not our best day. And now with this project, take about a year, year and a half, all of that will be filled. Hotel, another tech kind of building, parking garage, the chamber's going to commit to buying a piece of that, which is, it makes a parking garage even better. The face of it is a building instead of just the garage. There's going to be some retail space. They pick up the Pioneer pathway that goes through there. They've just done a great job with it, so we're really excited about that as well. So,
all right, let me just mention these dates for the open house. On the 20th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is for the Main Street station, and on the 21st from 9 to 4. So those 2 days.
Should be fun. Mm-hmm. And you can now travel from one side of the city to the other on one single path.
Yes, you can. The Greenbelt is complete. Both sides of the river, 26 miles.
All right.
That last stretch was a tough one. Lots of lots of gifts from ages past, like a cistern, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
politely call that.
You fall through and drown.
Yes. It was a difficult project, but a great one. And that last stretch is really nicely done. And it'll lead right to Esterson Platt Park when we're finished there. You know, it's 45 years, I think you'd say, in the making. My elder brother had a summer job. His first job was to build the first stretch of it in Ann Morrison, just a pathway. They didn't know they were building the greenbelt. They just, it was, I think, his very first job. And, you know, he'll be 60 this, he is 60 this year.
So it's taken a while.
It has taken a while, but credit to everybody. There's so many people involved and people that had the foresight to work on that decades ago.
Yeah.
And bit by bit putting it together. And it's, you know, I think it's one of the things, maybe the thing we can all celebrate most, that we all got that done. And it was a great to be the mayor when you got to dedicate that last piece.
Yeah.
And it was so popular, people get, you know, they cutting the ribbon's fine, but get out of our way.
We're right on.
We'd like to read that. We'd like to use that green belt now. So.
Exactly. All right, it's 8:45. We're talking with Mayor Dave Beter. Larry H. Miller, Southern Idaho's number one volume Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealer in the Boise Auto Mall at Franklin and Cole or at DodgeBoise.com, brings you a final check of traffic this morning with Ron O'Brien. Ron?
3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 8:50. Idaho Talks Live. Special guest, Boise Mayor Dave Beter is with us. Are you satisfied with what St. Luke's is doing with Bannock Street as per the original plan?
In a word, no. we spent a lot of time working on the project. Let me step back a little. We're really pleased. I, in particular, are very pleased with the proposals on the streets around the expansion. There's a roundabout proposed right at Ford and Reserve. And if I live not too far from there, if you're familiar with that intersection, it's awful right now.
It's terrible.
It is amazing that people don't get, there haven't been more accidents there because it's,
yep.
And the roundabout that's going in there is just ideal. It pushes it onto some of our property at Fort Boise, some of St. Luke's property. It actually saves that house on the corner, which I thought.
Really?
I thought that has been a goner for decades. The woman kept it really nice, and it keeps that house. So it's a great job. The other ones are done well, too. Unfortunately, Bannock, we had much higher hopes, and a lot more time went into that than what came forward was basically a bike path straighter than the sidewalk they have in there now. And that's... It was underwhelming, to say the least. if you're going to give up the right of way, which you know is completed, that process, you need to mitigate it as much as you can. And Bannock was one of the things that the council, and certainly in my case, and the public saw as help in that trade off. And there's a lot of things you can do. We really imagined the street coming back in, whether it was vehicular traffic or not, it was an issue. But you get something like the Bass Block or the way the streets at Boise State on campus have been treated. They're flat. There's no curb. There's trees on each side. But it's clear this is a public space. This is a street. And that's what we imagined, something a whole lot closer to that.
Well, I always thought they should have Bannock there just for the right-hand turn.
Yes.
As you're heading toward your house from downtown.
And you can still do that, but it was really part of the mitigation was that. And, we had some pretty intense discussion on that at a public hearing, and they got the message and went back, and we will have several meetings more. So we're proposing... We're getting involved a little more pointedly, saying doing some work, bringing some people in to help draw some different possibilities. And,
sure.
And we're still hopeful we're going to get it, but we're not we're underwhelmed so far.
We were told a long time ago the A-10s were leaving Gowan, and there would be probably F-15s, F-35s eventually. There are people apparently in the bench area who do not like this plan.
That's the ones that can hear.
That's an accurate statement.
And what do you say to them?
Well, there's a lot to this issue. First of all, we don't know any more than the public, really, what's going to happen. The A-10s will be here, you know, thankfully, I believe, at least till, I think they're saying 2022 now, somewhere around there, when originally they'd be already gone, and Gowan wouldn't have a mission. So we're pleased with that. A lot of folks are pleased with that. There's a lot of military folks pleased that, that there's really, until the F-35 comes in, there's nothing. They were concerned the A-10 is something they have to have. It provides cover for ground troops and like nothing else. So that is about the only thing sure in this. When the F-35s will all come in, where they'll go, and the timing of that is unknown. And we work really hard to try to find that out. But we expect some decision to be coming within the next 6 or 8 months, some piece of the decision. But even that may not be the final decision. So there's a long way to go. We're not sure of the timing. The best result would be our third runway, which is in the plan but not funded yet, will cut down the effects of nearly any aircraft to almost nothing. That is also pretty well known and pretty certain.
It a ways further south.
It is. And there's really, you know, the plan is to put the third runway in, and that would do the best of this. So, but the timing of that is also unknown. Yeah. It depends a lot on funding. It's a pretty big number to get it done. So we're working to try to make, you know, all this work together. The interesting thing is before the A-10s, and I forget the, I think it was the F-4, I could be wrong, was louder than the F-35 will be. So
F-4 was really loud.
In any event, there's a long way to go. We're going to do all we can to mitigate that.
All right. Thanks, Mayor, for being here.
Thank you.
Mayor Dave Beter, KBOI News, time 8:56. Open phones Friday after a news break at the top of the hour.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right. Got an hour of open phones Friday. Give us a call. Anything that's on your mind, we will talk about today. 336-3700. That's 336-3700. 1-800-529-5264. 1-800-529-KBOI. Or #670 on Verizon Wireless. That call is absolutely free. So, all right. Mm-hmm. Got callers on the line. Let's get right to it on Open Phones Friday. And Mr. Grant on line one. Mr. Grant, good morning.
Good morning. Your news broadcaster just brought up the issue that I had just called, and that's the Statesman. I don't know how that anybody can vote for Hillary, and Hillary belongs in prison. And I'm not saying this from a political standpoint. I'm saying this from the ethical point of view as a retired military officer and former enlisted. If I had done anything near what she did, I would be in penitentiary. Furthermore, you know, nobody is taking into consideration all of the things that have been alleged against her. The 20% treaty made with Russia to send them 20% of our uranium mining and the stuff in Haiti, where none of the money is being used for what's supposed to be in southern part of Haiti and rebuilding it. This was back during the time she was.
2010.
Well, anyway, you can tell I'm really upset with this whole thing. I don't like Trump. I'm voting for him. I think we have to get behind him. Because if we don't, we haven't got a chance.
Do you think that due to the unpopularity of both candidates, and obviously people are fed up with the establishment because, you know, Trump has just steamrolled everybody on the Republican side.
Right.
Do you think this will bring about change in Washington?
Regretfully, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
I've been watching this for 60 years,
yeah.
And we've gone more toward being a communist state. And I said this 40 years ago when I was very young, that we were becoming more like communist Russia was before the wall and everything came down, and the peace was signed with them, than Russia was. And Russia was becoming more like us, more capitalistic. You know, I mean, and it's like we're one party with two names. Is the way that I've seen it for so long.
A lot of people are saying that now.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating. All right.
Anyway, you guys do a great job, and thank you, but I just had to call because I called the statesman and said, hey, what's going on?
What'd they say?
Have a great day.
Yeah, I appreciate the call,
thank
Mr.
you.
Grant.
Good call.
I read that this morning and saw the editorial, and essentially they're almost apologizing for endorsing Hillary Clinton. And they said, well, you know, obviously this has been a red state for, well, since the last time we voted for a president, a Democrat,
Lyndon
was Lyndon Johnson,
yeah.
in 1964 against Goldwater. And they were more or less apologizing for endorsing Hillary Clinton. And then the farther you read, you realize that essentially they're endorsing Hillary Clinton because it's down to her and Trump. And they do not think that Trump is a diplomat. They don't think that, I mean, they think he's going to start World War III just by making a comment or something.
Yeah, about somebody's wife.
So that was their reasoning, but they are very apologetic about it.
Yeah, and it's some weird, weird times. Let's go to Mark of Boise. Mark, good morning.
What I called in for, and I agree 100% what the last gentleman said. He has said the same thing that I have said about the way this country is going, just like socialist Europe is. You know, this statesman deal really got to me. I mean, I have been getting the Idaho Statesman for 21 years, and this is it. It's the final straw with the Statesman. I plan on calling him up this morning. And they just load their newspaper worse than it ever has been with New York Times and Washington Post slanted articles. I like to get news, but I'd be damned if I want to hear this slanted left-leaning stuff. And of all things in a state like this, at least be fair and balanced with what you put out there politically in your rag sheet. This is why the Statesman has lost so many readers over the years that I have lived here. It used to be a lot thicker paper. You get the Monday paper, it's like two sheets of toilet paper.
Was it you I was talking about, too, about I'm researching the Bronco team from 10 years ago. I have all the newspapers.
Yep, I saw that, Paul. That's where I'd like to get it. But
and they're so – the newspapers 10 years ago, my point is, are –
full of
five
words.
Times as big?
Yeah.
Five times as
that.
Big? Yeah,
yeah, you said that the other day about how you've noticed a big difference,
a
change in the way the Statesman reports their things.
Yeah.
And sports, whatever. But, you know, no, this is the ultimate straw. All they do is candidates' policies, experience led us to a clear choice, Clinton. And if you read, everything's basically glowing for the most part in how they talk about her. I'm sorry, I know. If you look at the editorial board, I can't remember going back at least 10 years or more when they haven't had a bunch of left-leaning opinion people in there, and their editorial board, the publisher, everybody. I mean, it just everybody's still up. It's gotten far worse now. They're nothing more than an extension of the New York Times, Washington Post, the San Francisco Comical, Sacramento Bee, you know, the Portland Oregonian. It's all left-leaning. And you know what? After this, and I found out, I renewed my subscription, guys, from a kiosk in an Albertsons Market for a year because it was so cheap. It was like $88, $89, which was really cheap for a whole year.
Yeah.
And I found out the reason being, and talking with the guy at the kiosk why they're doing it, is because the readership has gone down. The advertisers such as Albertsons, Rosaire's Market, some of the other CF Home Furnishings, some of the other R.C. Willis, whatever, they would probably back out from advertising if they knew that they weren't going to get, and they're the one ones that are sponsoring them to get the lower prices because of their advertisement.
Sure.
I found out. Yeah. So without them advertising the paper, this thing would go on the ash heap of newspapers from the past. I'll let you take other callers. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Mark.
The down in Twin Falls, the Times News used to be a real thick newspaper as well.
I'll bring back buy one of those papers from 10 years ago.
I mean, in the '70s,
you won't believe it.
In the '70s, I delivered it, and it was heavy.
Yeah.
And now the daily paper down there, it's a smaller format. First of all,
well, you're bigger and stronger.
Well, true, but it's only about 16 pages long, and of those, at least three are full page ads.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of ads in the rest of it, but very little sports coverage of anything.
Yeah.
And very little, well, coverage of anything that's happening now.
Yeah.
They kind of have stuff from like 2-3 days ago. Josh Meridian wrote in to say, how can a news outlet claim to be non-biased and endorse a candidate? I think most people know The Statesman is another left-wing news outlet, but endorsing a candidate is blatant. But all newspapers do that because they have an editorial page, and the editorial page is not unbiased. You know, they will just decide what they like
best.
Using
the word editorial takes away any obligation they have to be unbiased.
Yeah, and that's been a common thing in newspapers,
forever.
You know, for the last 300 years.
Yeah, forever. All right, it's 9:15. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live. Give us a call, 336-3700.
Idaho Talks Live, open phones Friday. KBOI News Time, 9:19. Got an instant message here from Wayne from Cheney. He says, in reference to The Statesman's endorsement, who cares? We have crummy choices for president, and that extends beyond the two main parties. However, the scariest thing for me are the quotes for HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton, regarding religion. Specifically, laws have to be backed up with resources and political will. And deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs, and structural biases need to be changed. Makes me think of the, Niemöller quote after the Nazi purges. You can hear her make the statement here. And then he's got me.
Some people think that statement is anti-religious right and anti-Catholic, is what they've said. The rewards code, KBOI rewards code. Rams.
As in Colorado State Rams.
It's our Friday custom. Rams, R-A-M-S. Go to 670kboi.com. Enter Rams and earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Let's go to Luther. Luther and Chalice. Luther, good morning. What? Hang on there. There you are. Luther, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Well, I'll tell you what. What everybody has to remember is that Mr. Trump has no self. Okay, people like that. 10% of the criminals in prison for murder have personalities like Mr. Trump. Now, but that's, who cares? I'm not voting for the man. He's not a human. But they are getting ready to have a competition for a replacement aircraft for the A-10 because the F-35 just is not going to do that. So that should make people happy. You'll probably see something like the A-10s in Boise for ever.
Well, you know, and Mayor Beter already told us that they've extended it by 6 years.
In 2022.
Oh, well, you know, the fact that those planes are older than the people that are flying them by quite a bit, but that's because they're durable. I mean,
the F-35 just not working out.
No, it's just not designed for that, and some of the things coming out about radar right now are going to bother that airplane and any airplane like it.
Right.
So, but, you know, the A-10 was amazing. In Vietnam, one guy went for a fly around the tower, and they go, you know, why don't you take it up and eject? And the guy goes, what do you mean? And they go, well, you've got this huge hole in your wing next to your landing gear. And he goes, oh, I can see the tire. It's up. And he landed it with half a wing.
That's amazing. All right,
yeah,
Arthur.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Right. Thanks for the call. All right, we got time for one more.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
Going to a call?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go to Scotty. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. I'm in for my daily fix. A mystery's during the week. Donald Trump, I think if you look at Donald Trump, is the American version of Winston Churchill. And look what they did to Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
They stabbed him in the back. They took out a secret agreement with Adolf Hitler to end the war. And unfortunately, or fortunately, it went bellies up. They sent in Rudolf Hess talking about planes. He came over in one of the latest planes, twin engines, and it crashed. And I seen the wreckage. I can always remember that. I was a kid. I'm giving my age away.
But oh, that's Donald that's when Trump, that's when he was bugging out, right? when he got out of Germany.
Yeah, well, it came over. It was a secret agreement with him, between him and Adolf Hitler. And he was the man that came over to do the deed. And the Duke of Hamilton, they lit up. He had a home that had a private airfield. And they lit up the airfield for an hour. That was during the blackout.
Mm.
Something went wrong, and they turned the lights out. And Mr. Hess, he missed the place, and he crashed outside of Glasgow, a place called Eaglesham. And I lived not far from there. And we all went up to see the plane. It crashed. But, no, I'll tell you, my friends, this is a great country. And if we don't get our heads on the right way, we're going to lose it. And we'll never, ever get it back. Anyway, gentlemen, hey, have a good day.
All right, thanks, Scotty. Yeah.
Let's see. Bob Boise says, during the Obama administration, this country has been more separated than it's ever been in the 46 years I have been alive, or at least that I have noticed here in Boise, Idaho. It's only these few people that are against Trump but have control of the media and therefore have a big voice and can manipulate people to think Trump is so bad. Let's not forget what kind of sacrifice he is willing to make for the greater good of this country. That's who I want for sure to be running this country.
Okay. KBOI News Time, 9:26. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live on an Open Phones Friday. All right. We are back, Paul J. and Chris, on a Friday morning at Open Phones Friday. Let's go to Fred of Boise. Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I have an idea for a debate with everybody I've talked to. Really like my idea.
Okay.
Put both candidates in a soundproof room so they can't hear each other and ask them the same question. What are you going to do for the economy? And get their answers straight out without people nitpicking back and forth and back and forth.
I really like that idea.
Well,
they kind of do it in the debate, but they start just bickering back and forth. And I would rather just hear the statements myself,
Yeah, that way you know what they're saying, and without somebody making a bunch of rhetoric. I'm tired of all this talk about locker room. I mean, I'm 70-plus years old. I've heard it all my life. And believe it or not, the women do the same thing.
I know
so
they do.
It's not something new. And they're just picking on each other, and I'd rather hear what they're going to do for the country.
Yeah, wouldn't you, it would be kind of nice to do you have a platform? Let's hear some of the planks in your platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff,
and,
Fred.
And don't let the moderator ask them the same question in a slightly different way so that they get a different answer.
Yeah.
make it exactly the same so you get exactly what the candidates are for.
I like your idea. Good stuff. Thanks, Fred.
Well, that's pretty good.
Thanks for letting me talk.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Tom of Emmett says, I noticed Michelle, I guess talking about Michelle Obama, didn't mention all the rappers she has invited to the White House, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and more, celebrating their B-words and, well, hoes, and killing cops. Also, there have been a couple of videos surfaced recently showing the president not acting too presidential, just saying. So, well, you know, and this entire campaign has kind of turned into who's less
tabloid.
Who's the least perfect out of all these people?
Yeah.
And none of them are even close.
Yeah. Let's go to Diane of Boise. Diane, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, real quick to circle back about the Idaho Statesman.
Sure.
The Idaho Statesman is owned by the McClatchy Group. The McClatchy Group was started in Sacramento many, many years ago. I lived there as a kid, so I remember that paper very well. They have about 30 different media outlets throughout California, Idaho, Carolinas. And this morning, when I had a few minutes, I was able to find at least five of their newspapers, and I went to see who they endorsed, and they had all endorsed Hillary. So it's kind of like having Coke, Coke Zero, sugar-free Coke. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, this might as well be the Sacramento Statesman or the McClatchy Statesman.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's good. It's good for people to know which company owns a newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sure. It really is. We used to have a lovely newspaper, the Sacramento Union, and it was you know, more of a conservative-leaning newspaper, and mm-hmm. so we had a yin and a yang, and it was great, and I think we've all lost our yings.
So the Sacramento Bee is taking over.
Yeah, yeah, they basically put the Sacramento Union out of business. They were able to get a larger readership, get better, better advertisers.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we got no more yangs.
So the Sacramento Bee is just a bunch of yangs.
Well, you said it. Take care, guys.
Thanks,
you bet. You too.
Bye.
Gary Marsing says, when your house is on fire, do you question the fireman who is there to put it out? I personally don't like Donald Trump, but the analogy stands. He wants to put the fire out. She, Hillary Clinton, is standing there with a gallon of gasoline ready to throw it on the blaze. For all the holier-than-thou people out there, put the fire out first. By the way, Hillary will continue President Obama's policies in spades. If they had spent the $9 trillion increase in the national debt on paying off all student loans and everybody's mortgage, do you think we would have a roaring economy now? But as it is, we are $9 trillion more in debt with nothing to show for it. Let's hold our nose and put the fire out on November 8th. God bless the USA. A lot of coincidental language in that one.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. Rick of Boise. Rick, good morning.
Chris Paul, got a couple questions for
sure.
Hillary. Number one is, why did everybody that was involved with her server, the whole thing, take the Fifth Amendment? If everything was so hunky-dory, then why did all the people that were involved, when questioned, all took the Fifth? My second question is, how much does Hillary and Bill charge for one of their speaking events?
I've heard $250,000. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not.
I saw a list. And I sat and tried to do the math, and I thought, when did Bill sleep if he gave that many speeches? I mean, it was an incredible amount of speeches he made and an incredible amount of money, $250,000?
Yeah, wow.
I hope it was a symposium that lasted 3 or 4 days.
That's what I charge for mine, but I have yet to actually make one.
Damn the bad luck, right, guys?
Yeah, you bet.
All he needs is one.
Yeah.
All he needs is one.
One speech and I'm out of here.
I can't decide which one of them, my opinion, is spiraling down faster. I don't know. I'm so surprised that nobody has thought about that third libertarian.
Gary Johnson?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Johnson's guys.
Right.
That's all I got.
Thanks,
two questions
Rick.
For Hillary.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, we have open lines, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. It's an Open Phones Friday. We'll talk about what you want to talk about.
As far as Gary Johnson goes, He's made some mistakes. Well, I have just seen on the news where they've asked people, what do you think of Gary Johnson? And I swear, they ask people on the street that just look like they're obvious stoners. And these people say that, I don't know, I mean, you know, I like the fact that he's for legalizing marijuana, but he kind of seems like he smoked too much of it.
Whoa.
You know, like when they were asking him about Aleppo, and he says, now, what's Aleppo?
What's Aleppo? Is that like a cross between a leopard and a polar bear?
Yeah, and that's one thing you should never do, in one of those situations is just, you know, not know the basic issues.
Yeah. I'll take that question under advisement and plead the fifth.
Well, something like that.
KBOI News Time is 9:44. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
Back down to Paul J. and Chris.
All right, we are back. Open phones Friday. Let's get to it. Pat of Washington County. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
It's on your mind.
You know, there's two things in my life that I really, and there's two letters, liar and lazy. And Hillary constitutes both of them. And I think it's a terrible shame that people will listen to gossip and take it. I made up my own mind for whom I vote, whether it's city,
sure,
state, or national.
Right.
And I'm sure you've never been in with a bunch of women that have had a couple of drinks.
Oh, yeah.
They have the foulest. No, you can't have a man around because they've got a trash mouth that you could not believe.
Well, I've overheard that.
No.
All right. Maybe not to the extent you're talking about.
Oh, yes. They're that bad.
I know
they,
that.
And, you know, the way that the shows are now, the musicals are now done, they are suggestive beyond repair.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't like
all
that
right?
when I was a
and
kid.
I choose my own person I'm going to vote for.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't ask anybody else to do it. I just ask me to do it.
Yeah.
And now Hillary, she lies. She couldn't tell the truth if the sun was coming up. I would never trust that woman with a nickel to the store. Old saying. And she doesn't care anything more about power and money. Now, she wants to have open borders. All right. Now, we're going to have, let's say we have 100,000 people, families come in. And they are of a different religion than we are. And I use that term very loosely because I consider Muslims to be, the way they're acting, they're just a cult. I mean, they are so bad.
Well, now remember, this country was founded on religious freedom. You've got to keep that in mind.
It was, but it's not a religion. It's a cult. Didn't they get rid of the Ku Klux Klan or get it down to where it was because they went around and hung people? The Muslims are much more honorable. They cut off their heads or burn them alive.
Well,
that's much nicer.
Okay.
Now, when all of these people come in, now, are they going to allow Sharia law? Is that nice, or are we all going to wear burqas? I'm not. You can believe I'm not.
I believe that.
Good. I'm glad you do believe that. But Hillary has done nothing but lie. All she wants is to be queen. And, you know, just think. Now, her health is far from good. And I'm 10 years older than she is. And my health is twice as good. Can you imagine something going wrong and having that silly harmonica person be president? I mean, he is the crudest man I think I've seen, and I live amongst farmers, and I love them, because they work. And now have a good day,
right.
And think positive.
Hey, bye-bye. I love your spunk. Thanks, Pat.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, now, that's fired up.
She was comparing the Muslims to the Ku Klux Klan.
Those
guys are always explaining the difference between Muslims and Muslim extremists, and I kind of agree with that because, you know, there are Muslims who will not kill people.
Right.
So apparently they're not the extremists, and the ones who are the ones who will. But as far as the KKK goes, in this day and age, there are somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 members of the KKK the entire world still
right.
left. Now, there were 6 million in the 20s.
Yep.
But things have changed since the 20s.
Yep. Yep. Let's go to Mike of Garden Valley. Mike, good morning. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. I kind of started a little late listening to you today, but I did want to make a mention that how many people I'm sure were so shocked that the Statesman endorsed Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's just amazing that they would do such a thing. The thing is that I'm really sorry that we don't get the Idaho Press further east than where it's being published there in Napa. Because
yeah, we get a
I
copy
really think
here.
They have a great newspaper. But I just want to make a couple of comments. Of course, you know, it's been gone over many, many times about the problems with Hillary Clinton. But I think the biggest one as far as Idahoans are concerned about would be the refugee issue. The more refugees we get into Idaho, you know, the less chances are regular Idahoans are going to be able to get a decent job. The other thing is that who's paying for all these refugees? My understanding is that each refugee costs the taxpayer $67,000 a year. And, I mean, Boise is just not large enough to take into account. We don't have a tax base like New York City or Chicago or somewhere like that.
I don't know how much they get, but I don't think it's $67,000 a year, but it's substantial.
Well, I mean, the benefits, not just money in hand.
Okay,
but
I got you. Okay.
All the benefits associated with rent, you know, and all the subsidies that they get and so forth. My understanding is it's right at $67,000. Okay. But in any event, it's going to hurt Idaho's economy before it's all said and done, one way or the other. And then the open borders, of course, I think is another really terrible issue. And then Supreme Court nominees and so forth. But, boy, I tell you, it's going to really hurt our country to have someone like a Hillary Clinton in office.
All right, good. We're out of time, Mike. Thanks for your call. Thanks to everybody for participating today. Thanks for the mayor for being here earlier in the show.
Don't forget, tomorrow we have football coverage starting at 3 in the afternoon.
Exactly. 9:55, something to think about with Mike Rogers. Coming up next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A key Midwest governor said this week that Obamacare was, quote, no longer affordable to increasing numbers of people. The governor, Democrat governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton. This comes on the heel of former President Bill Clinton saying that Obamacare was the craziest thing in the world. Clinton said the crazy system of Obamacare was crushing small business. Governor Dayton said the law has serious blemishes and serious deficiencies. Premiums for individual plans in Minnesota are set to increase by as much as 67% next year. Many insurers have already pulled out of the exchange there altogether. The Democrats' solution to Obamacare's shortfalls is more subsidies, more tax credits. None of those address cost. The key impediment for people getting health insurance before Obamacare was the high cost of insurance. And Obamacare raised the cost of insurance for millions and millions of Americans. I don't know about you, but the whole thing is making me not feel so well. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.